on you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications.
That was Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield, and certainly a good way to get things going this afternoon. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Burt Norton every week, every Monday, 3 to 4. I am your host, Aiden Wood, although sometimes I go by DJ Mahogany. That was a great song to get things started, like I said. Next, we're going to move on to a classic Stevie Wonder song. That is Sir Duke. Stevie Wonder wrote this song basically as a tribute to music in general, and you'll soon see why if you listen to the lyrics, but particularly to the great Duke Ellington, pioneer of jazz. And although this is primarily a soul show, we really do have to mix some other things in there, so this is like jazzy soul, soul-y jazz. Either way you spin it, it's a fantastic song. Here it is, Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
We all understand. Within you.
That was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Next, we have In the Midnight Hour. Coming back to more soulful tunes by Wilson Pickett. In the Midnight Hour is a song about Pickett waiting till midnight to meet his girl for a romantic rendezvous. So here it is. In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when
That was In the Midnight Hour by the immortal Wilson Pickett. Now we're going to move on to some Teddy Pendergrass. Now, I had not listened to Teddy Pendergrass for a long time up until about a week ago, so I am very excited to rediscover this very, very talented person with just the voice of God. That is Teddy Pendergrass. Teddy Pendergrass, the song is When Somebody Loves You Back, and you should really be just as excited as I am right now to listen to this. Here it is, When Somebody Loves You Back, Teddy Pendergrass.
To have somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road with. I know a lot of guys. realize today they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50 love, yeah.
That was When Somebody Loves You Back by Teddy Pendergrass. Now we're going to move on to a Ray Charles hit, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Just before we begin that, I have to shout out the fact that Ray Charles lived in Seattle for a substantial amount of time, enough time to befriend Robert Blackwell and, of course, the legendary Quincy Jones, who went to Garfield High School in Seattle, where, of course, I am from. Garfield High School actually had some other illustrious musicians, including, I believe, Jimi Hendrix, Quincy Jones, Ernestine Anderson, and most recently, Macklemore. So now we're gonna bring it back to Ray Charles, the originator. He was responsible for many influences on others' music since then. Hallelujah, I Love Her So, Ray Charles.
Comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know?
That was Hallelujah, I Love Her So, classic from Ray Charles. Next, we're going to have, I'm not actually sure if this is relatively unknown, but I certainly would describe it as that. It is Ain't That a Shame by Fats Domino. So that was originally released in 1955, I believe. It was about it's a heartbreak song about a breakup that was the other partner's fault. It was also how I learned about it. There's an amazing writer named Ken Kesey who wrote books like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but the one I'm talking about here is Sometimes a Great Notion. One of the characters, his favorite song is Ain't That a Shame, and it really exemplifies some of his traits, which are kind of this wholehearted dedication to getting the job done and just never breaking. The expression he uses is never give a inch. He does not even give to grammar. So here it is. See what you think. Ain't That a Shame, Fats Domino.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
my tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Though I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that shame. My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
That was a little Fats Domino, Ain't That a Shame. Really good song. Now we're going to put on Al Green, Love and Happiness, some classic soul coming right at you. Here it is.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Thank you.
That was a little Love and Happiness from Al Green. Now, before we continue to the rest of the program, here is a PSA presented to you from Sasha Neef. Here it is.
Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all of the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Thanks for that, Sasha. Now we're going to continue. This song is especially relevant today because it is now a beautiful day. Fortunately, the sun is shining right through the window into my face, but otherwise I'm very happy about the sun. It's also colder, which is nice, although the general variance in temperature is not completely pleasant. Anyway, this next song is called I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations. I don't actually wish it would rain, but you'll soon see why The Temptations wish it would. Here it is, I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, people, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, rain, rain. Stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. 'Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying. When I go outside to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
That was I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Burt Norton. I am Aiden Wood, also known sometimes in certain circles as DJ Mahogany. I am joined currently by another DJ on the radio, Sasha Neef. You should check her show out. It is 6 to 7 on Thursdays, although it is currently not showing up on the schedule. She's going to have this really cool Radiohead special that I'm definitely going to be listening to because I only know one Radiohead song. That being said, let's move on with the solo music. And now we have, I try to play at least one of these every other week for my show, a Commitments song. Again, The Commitments was this fantastic movie made about a soul band forming in Dublin in, I think, the 90s or the 80s. And they actually, all the actors, or most of the actors, actually sang or played instruments, which is super cool. So they actually had some very cool songs included in that. Additionally, the singer that you're about to hear is 16 years old. That's right, 16 years old. You would not believe it when you hear it. This is a fantastic song. Mustang Sally by The Commitments. Here we go.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow than Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby, guess you better slow than Mustang down.
Oh yeah, that was Mustang Sally by The Commitments. A fantastic movie, by the way, that you should most definitely watch. It is currently on Netflix in the US. Now we have time for another PSA, again brought to you by Sasha. All right, Sasha, what is it this time?
This is called Separate for any of you who cook. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much, Sasha. Again, if you did not hear before, you should definitely check out her show, which is Thursday, 6 to 7. You should also check out from 3 to 4 on Thursday, my man Israel does a solo comedy special called Natural Mystic. You should really check that out. Seriously, Israel is a really funny guy. I hope to see you there. I will definitely be tuned in. Just listen to radio all day Thursday, you know? Anyway, moving on, we've got a little Elvis. I mean, I'm just looking at the sky right now. I'm just saying, this is Elvis. This is Elvis right now. Come on, Easton. This is Elvis. Here it is. Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
That was Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. That was actually the song that my parents danced to at their wedding. So as a fun fact, shout out to them if they're listening. Now moving on, we're going to bring about, I know it's not soul, but I just really, really want to listen to my favorite Beatles song right now. And that is She Loves You. A friend first introduced this song to me. And ever since then, I have always held it in very high esteem. I hope you do too. This is She Loves You by The Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah. know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Wow, what a great song. Fantastic Beatles song. I mean, Beatles, you can just slot in anywhere, in any playlist, in any radio show, just anywhere. Amazing. Play them in life. Play them in your head. Just play the Beatles. Anyway, we're going to take a little change in the show just because of the special guest we have here. That is Sasha Neef. How are you doing, Sasha?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So do you have a show this week?
I do. It's from 6 to 7 on Thursday. This week in particular, I'm doing a Radiohead special because there are 3 birthdays in the Radiohead family this month, so I thought I would dedicate an hour to them.
That's awesome, and that is particularly awesome because of the next song we have coming up, and what is that?
It's called Fake Plastic Trees. This is one of my favorites. It's really emotional. I've performed it before live, and it's just a really amazing song.
Wow, thank you. Okay, I love this song too, Fake Plastic Trees, Radiohead. Here we go.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. She bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of itself. The world's around. The world's around. that wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be
Okay, that was Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. Fantastic band, I've heard, and I hopefully will second that opinion when I tune into Sasha Neef's radio show, which is 6 to 7 on Thursday, although it is not currently marked on the schedule due to a little scheduling error. You should still anticipate it being there and go check it out. Now I'm going to read the final PSA for this broadcast. It's called Your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more of motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. So now we're going to bring it up a notch again after that very chill Radiohead song with Snatching It Back by Clarence Carter. I believe this will be the penultimate song of our broadcast, so stick with us just a little bit longer. Here we go. Snatching It Back, Clarence Carter.
you keep on scratching it back. Oh, you know I love you, baby. How can I get your love when you keep on snatching it back?
That was Snatching It Back by the wonderful Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter is a seriously cool musician. Some of his songs are insane. Stroking is a piece of art, not so much a piece of music, although music is obviously art as well sometimes. It's kind of like an abstract expressionist painting crossed with Manish Boy by Muddy Waters. That's how I would describe it. Finally, we're going to close out the show with another Stevie Wonder song for once in my life. This has been a pleasure to be with you here today. This was Burnt Norton, hosted by myself, Aiden Wood, with a special guest, Sasha Neef. She has a show that is 6 to 7 on Thursday. What was it called again?
It's called Spinning Plates.
It is called Spinning Plates, and you should definitely check it out because she's doing a Radiohead special where she plays all Radiohead, all the show. It's going to be awesome. Check it out, 6 to 7 Thursday. Here it is, finally, for once in my life, Stevie Wonder. Have a great day, and tune in to my show next week. Peace out.
Won't desert me. I'm not alone.